Yud Ches Sivan, Monday the 27th of May, Rabbi Yehoshua Eichenstein, Bein Odom L'Chaveiro.
Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer, Chofetz Chaim. He went to Rabbi Yisroel to get a haskoma for the Sefer. And Rabbi Yisroel went through the whole Sefer, and he says he's maskim to everything it says in the Sefer except for one thing. What was the one thing he wasn't maskim with? But Chaim brings in Klal Dalet, Ois Yud Beis, if somebody spoke Lashon Hara on somebody, so he has to be Mefaisim, he has to ask him Mechila. So the Chofetz Chaim says, and he learned it from Rabbi Yoino, that he has to ask Mechila, even if the person didn't know about it. Somebody spoke Lashon Hara about somebody, and the person didn't hear about it, but he caused them a nezik. He talked Lashon Hara about him, and people heard about it, and they were makabel Lashon Hara, so the person had a nezik. People thought bad about him. But he didn't know, the person that he spoke about, didn't know that he spoke about him. So, the Chofetz Chaim paskens, and he learned it from Rabbi Yoin and the Shari Tshuva, that you have to ask Mechila. Since it's a chet bein odom l'chaveiroi, you have to ask him mechila, and you don't have tshuva until you mefayis the person you spoke against. Abu Yisrael says he doesn't agree with this, because if he doesn't know about it, so you don't have to ask him mechila. And if you tell him now that you spoke Lashon Hara about him, he'll have tzar from that. But you're doing something wrong now telling him. Chos Chaim said, I can't give, the Rabbi Schoel said, I can't give Askomer. Chos Chaim asked him, give Askomer, but write in the Askomer that you don't agree to this halacha. Rabbi Schoel said, no, because people look at Askomer, that there's Askomer, they don't read Askomer. So it'll come out of Michshol. So he can't give Askomer. So anyway, there's a machlekes here, the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Schoel, that if you spoke Lashon Hara about somebody, and he had a nezik from it, because people were makabel Lashon Hara, but nobody knows about it. That person doesn't know about it. If you ask a mechila, or you don't have to ask a mechila. So what is this machlekes? What's the yisod of machlekes? We're going to try to be masberit. We'll go step by step, trying to be masberit what it is. Part of tshuva is, and Rabbi Yoina brings down in Shari Tshuva, that you have to be metakin the mu'uvis. You did something, you have to be mesakin. If you stole from somebody, you don't have tshuva until you give him back what you stole from him. You could ask him mechila from today till tomorrow, but you have to give him back what you gave him. You have to be metakin the mu'uvis. You did a mu'uvis, you have to be metakin the mu'uvis. What is the yisod of tikkun ha-mu'uvis? Tikkun ha-mu'uvis is aloch in tshuva, that when you do tshuva, you did something wrong, you have to correct what you did. That's the yisod of tikkun ha-mu'uvis. To correct what you did. So it's not only gedina bein odom mechaveroi. The same thing is true, the Gemara in Chagiga brings, the somebody's bo'al eshes ish, and there was a mamzer from that. It's a mufish en yochol diskoin. Because you brought a mamzer to the world, and there's nothing you can do about it now. So it's a chesaron in tshuva of tikkun ha-mu'uvis. So you see that tikkun ha-mu'uvis is not only galocha bein odom lechaveroi. Bein odom lamokim is also tikkun ha-mu'uvis. You have to rectify what you did. That's part of tshuva. However, there's another halocha. The halocha of pius, on Bein Odom Mechaveroi, the loch of Pius, is not only a din of Tikkun HaMu'uvis. There's another halacha in that. And we'll try to be masber what it is. It says in the Mishnah in Yuma, that if a person did Yom Kippur's Mechaper on everything, except for Bein Odom Mechaveroi, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper ad Shiratze Es Chaveroi. בכל חטאיכם לפני השם תתוהו. אבי רואי שמן עודם למוקם, יום הכיפורים הכפר. אבי רואי שמן עודם לחבי רואי, אין יום הכיפורים הכפר, עד שירצה אס חבי רואי. It says, there's been odom lechaveroi, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper until you ask mechila. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. What is the pshat of this? It says, Yom Kippur is mechaper on bein odom lamokim, not on bein odom lechaveroi. When somebody does a chet, Bein Odom Mechaveroi, the Bein Odom Mechaveroi is not just a chetimse of the chet. He is a balabos over the chet. You choyte to an Odom. The same way you choyte l'akadish Baruch Hu, you did a chet l'akadish Baruch Hu, when you do something Bein Odom Mechaveroi, you do a chet to the chaver. He is a bailim of the chet. That's part of Tzelem Elokim Nivro Odom. A person is like Elohim, a Tzelem Elohim. The same way you choyte HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to ask Mechile from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you choyte against him, Bein Odom Bechaveiro is the same thing. You choyte to an Odom. And he's a Bailim on the Chet, and you have to ask him Mechile in order to have a Mechile of the Chet. It's a big Yisod, that Bein Odom Bechaveiro is a Chet to the Odom. And not only is a chetimtze to do the chet, like tzar balachayim. You are tzar balachayim, so he's the chetimtze. He's not yet choyt to balachayim. He's not a balabos over your chet. Bein odom lechaveroi, part of tzelem lekim is to know that a person is a bailim over the chet. And the same way you have to ask mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiyo yate mefayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way you have to mefayis an odom. As Betzim Mufurish in the Bach, in Simen Tov Reish Vov, the Bach says, when you do a chet, bein odom lechaveroi, when you ask mechile, you have to be mefaret the chet. You have to say, I did this against you. The same way, according to the Rambam, on bein odom lamokim, you have to mefaret the chet. When a person did a chet bein odom lamokim, he had to say, chotosi, I did this and this wrong. Bein Odom Lechaveroi is the same thing. So it says in the Bach that Bein Odom Lechaveroi is like Bein Odom Lamokim. The same type of pius. You need Bein Odom Lamokim. You need on Bein Odom Lechaveroi also. You choit it to an Odom. It says even more so the Pri Chodosh in Simen Tov Reish Vov in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. It says, when a person did a chet, bein odom lechaveroi, and it comes to Yom Kippur, and he did tshuva, but he didn't mefayis chaveroi, he doesn't even have tshuva on the chelika bein odom lamokim. He says a big yisod. He said like this. Bein odom lamokim, the yisod is, it starts from bein odom lamokim. The chet is bein odom lamokim. Bein odom lechaveroi, the chet starts from bein odom lechaveroi. The bein odom lamokim is an outcome of the chet of bein odom lechaveroi. It's an outcome. So you can't start getting tshuva on bein odom lamokim until you have tshuva on bein odom lechaveroi. So if there's a chet bein odom lechaveroi and you were not mefayis chaveroi, so what is the aloche? You can't have tshuva even on the chelik of bein odom lamokim and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not mechaper at all until you mefayis chaveroi. Not only does it have a complete kapora, it doesn't even have a mikzus kapora, because the chet starts from bein odom lechaveroi. So the yisod here is that bein odom lamokim is a chet bein odom lamokim, bein odom lechaveroi, yuchoytei lechaveroi. Also, it's an interesting thing to realize. The Shlo HaKodesh says that the moker of all, it says there's two luchis. There's one luach, bein odom lamokim, anoich Hashem elokecho lo yiyeh, v'chulei. And the second luach is bein odom lechaveroi. And they show kogzeh kezeh. It's bein odom mokem, bein odom lechaveroi. So the Shlomo says, the first dibur of the first five is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? The sheirish of all mitzvahs of bein odom lamokim is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no mokim for any mitzvahs of bein odom lamokim. Everything starts, the sheirish of all the mitzvahs of Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What is the first dibur of the second side of the luchos? Leisirtzach. So the Shlomo says the shoyrish of all bein odom mechaveroi is leisirtzach. What does that mean? The same way the shoyrish of all mitzvahs of bein odom lamokim is to know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the bria. The same way the shoyrish of all mitzvahs of bein odom mechaveroi is to know that is an Odom. What is Lois Sirtzach? It says in the Torah, Ki Bitzelem Elokim, also as an Odom. Knowing that an Odom is a Tzelem Elokim, knowing the Chshivis of an Odom, is the Sheirish of all mitzvahs of Bein Odom L'Chaveri. In other words, the same way Bein Odom L'Mokim is, to know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the same way the Sheirish of all mitzvahs of Bein Odom L'Chaveri is, to know there's an Odom. Understanding the chshivas of an Odom. The person knows what an Odom is, he's not mitzayrim. He knows how to be careful not to hurt him. Understanding that an Odom is a tzelem elokim. That is the sheirish of all mitzvahs bein Odom l'chaveiro. So the same way you choyte bein Odom l'akadosh baruch hu, and you have to know anoichi Hashem elokecha, the same way you have to know that there's an Odom. And you choyte to an Odom. And if you choyte to an Odom, you have to mefayis him, because he's the bailim of the chet. That's bein Odom l'chaveroi. I'll call upon him. When you do a chet, bein Odom l'chaveroi, there are two things that have to be done. You have to metaken the me'uvis. If you cause them a nezek, you have to fix the nezek. Then there's another halacha. He has a right to have a kpeda on you. The same way a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be koyus on you, have a kas on you, bein odom lechaveroi, the chaver could have a kpeid on you. He has a heter to have a kpeid on you. That is the aloche of teter tarumis. The Mishnayisim in Bamitzias, Rechus Umnim, brings when is there a heter tarumis, when there is no heter tarumis. In other words, if you did something wrong to a person, he has a right to have a kpeid on you. There's a kpeida, tarumis. He has a right to have tarumis on you. Tarumis means you owe me something and you have to mafayis me. Until you mafayis me, I have a right to have a kpeida on you. That's tarumis. There's a heter tarumis. There's a heter, something makman person, you can't be makman a person's dam. After echo kamoicho, it's isno. But there's a heter tarumis. If somebody did wrong to you, he's mukhuyu to mafayis you, and you have a heter tarumis. The same way if somebody owes you money, he owes you the money, you don't have to be moichulim stam, he owes you the money. Somebody was messire you, or something to that order, you have to mafayas him, and he has a heter tarumis on you. There's a heter tarumis. So, when we're talking about a heter bein odom mechaveroi, there's two things. There's a tikkun ha-me'uvis, and besides tikkun ha-me'uvis, there is a heter tarumis, and you have to mafayis him because of the heter tarumis. There's a din pius. Now, we could see these two things. There's the Chofetz Chaim, later in that perek. That's mistapik in a halacha. What happens if you spoke Lashon Hara about somebody? Spoke Lashon Hara. And the person didn't find out, didn't cause him a nezek yet. But it's very possible it'll cause a nezek. Very possible. Do you have to now be mefayis him or not? You have to mefayis him or not? What is the shaila? If you have to mefayis him or not? Until now, he didn't get a nezek yet. But you spoke to him something that's very, very possible will come a nezek out of it. Now, what is his sofik? Mitzad v'aloch of tikkun amuvis, there was no kilkul yet. You can't be mitakin the muvis, he didn't do anything wrong yet. But you spoke something that could cause him a nezek. So the shail is, do you have a heter tarumis on that or not? Heter tarumis is aloch. When do I have a right to have a kpeid on somebody? Somebody did something to me, now nobody heard about it. But it could be in 5 days, a week, something, it'll get out, it'll cause me a nezek. But I didn't have a nezek yet. But he did something that could cause me a nezek. Do I have a heter tarumis or not? That's the sofik in the Chofetz Chaim. Mitzad tikkun amuvis, the vav, there's no tikkun amuvis yet. There was nothing done wrong yet. But do I have a right to have a tarumis on you? Soft, you did something that could cause me a nezek in the future. Do I have a heter tarumis or not have a heter tarumis?
That, how can you have,
I know that you spoke against me, but nobody was makabel it yet. It didn't cause a nezek yet, but it could very possibly be in the future. He spoke against me. He spoke against me. But it's very possible it'll come a hezek. Somebody spoke against me. He spoke against me. And it's very possible it'll come out. Is that called Ben Ol Mechaver to Behet Tarumis or not?
What's the tzad that he can't have a kveda?
Because I didn't have a nezek yet. There's no real avla until he had a nezek. There was no nezek, but he did something that could have a nezek. Did that give me heter tarumis or not?
I'm already not happy that he said it.
I'm certainly not happy because the nezek has come out. Does that give me heter tarumis? Does he have to be mafayis me'apidin or not? No nezek yet, but he did something that could cause a nezek. Does that give me heter tarumis or not?
I have a kpeid on people that they should speak against me, even if there's no nezek.
But he didn't do anything wrong to you yet.
He spoke against me. He spoke badly.
But nobody believed him.
What?
He said something and nobody believed what he said. Nobody believed it. Let's look at the lotion.
Okay.
What? No, there's two things in them. The Bein Odom Lamokim, even though Nezek came out. There's two parts of Lashon Hara. Besides the Bein Odom Lamokim, you spoke bad, that's a very Bein Odom Lamokim. The Bein Odom Chavero is, It was a nezek. Tzorch legalois shari tshura ben yoino. What?
That's the question.
Let's see the lashon. Let's see the lashon of the ben yoino. Tzorch legalois loy. V'tzorch iyun. Im le'eis ato lo higia hezek v'tzar lechaveroi al yidei diburi. Ach yesh lochush shebevois hazman yugrim loy al yidei ze hezek v'tzar. Ubo misaper lasoi tshuve al avoinoi. Im chayiv lefayis oi se yavur ze oi she yase rak tshuve lamokim. Tshuve lamokim misholini. That's a fact you spoke of Northern Israel. But is in the Bein Odom Lechaveroi the fact that a nezek could come out of it, so it's called I did an avlet to him, because maybe a nezek will come out in the future. Hop shite, dim also rak tshuv lamokim, v'achar kach nistoy v'vaydvor v'akoyd m'hezek v'tzal lechaveroi, dum uchui v'fayi soy soy. Rak dvoreinu heim le'eis ato. Shoybor loy hezek v'tzar, aydei ze, im mischai loy dio, ulefayis oisoy, avur ma shigino oisoy, Oiloi, v'tzoruch im. So, he buys the tzoruch im. If there's no nezik now, but it could come out a nezik in the future, if there's a choyves pius or not. Avad mitzad tikun amuvis, there's no tikun amuvis, he didn't do a muvis yet. But mitzad the schusk peide, or bein od mechaveiloi, there there's a tzoruch im, if you have to mefayis him or not be mefayis him. So, let's get back to the machloikis, Rabbi Yisroel and the Chofetz Chaim. What was the machloikis? On this halacha that he brings for Ben Yoino. That Ben Odom, on Loshon Hara, the Pashta Ben Yoino, like the Chofetz Chaim, that even the person that doesn't know you spoke against him, he doesn't know. But Lamaisa, people were Makabah the Loshon Hara. People were Makabah the Loshon Hara. You spoke bad, and people were Makabah it. But he doesn't know that you spoke against him. Chofetz Chaim paskins that you have to be mefayis him. Because of course of did a nezik to him. And Rabbi Yisrael says no, it can't be. Because now you're being mitzayrim. You're telling him now that I spoke Loshon Hara about you, and I'm asking you mechila. So it can't be, because now you're causing a tzar. You mitzayir him. So what's the Yisod HaMachlekes? Mitzad tikun ha-me'uvis. There's no question, if you caused him a nezik, you have to attack in the nezik. There's no sofik. You have to attack in the nezik. You did an avlet him, he caused him a nezik, you have to attack in the nezik. Whoever was makabla shenora, you have to be misak and say it's not true, it was not what I said, you have to attack in the nezik. That no nezik should come out of it. That's the halacha of tikkun amuvis. But there's other halacha, we said. There's the halacha of tarumis. Het to tarumis. You did something wrong to me, I can have a tarumis on you. Now, could be the only halacha of pius is when I really have a kped on you. Why do I have to mefayis you? Because I have a kped on you. I have a kped. Let's give a mashal to this halacha. But let's, or maybe as the first time we'll get back giving a mashal. Why do I have to be mefayis you? Because I did something wrong to you? Or because I have a kped on you? I have a tarumus on you. I'm makbid on you. If I don't know you did something wrong against me, I don't have any tarumus on you. What? Somebody spoke against me, and I don't know about it. So I have no kpeid on him. I don't know anything. So I don't have a kpeid. The maisi did me a nezik, but I have no kpeid. Is the halacha being mefayis only when you really have a tarumus on him? I have a kpeid on you. I know you spoke against me, and I'm makbid on you. You have to mefayis to take off the kpeid. Or the halacha of pius, not because I'm really makbid that you said something against me. The halacha of tarumis is because you did something wrong to me. The pius is because I did something wrong to you, I had to mefayis you. I did something wrong. You had a nezik, so I had to mefayis you. Or it's only when I have a kpeid on you. I know you spoke against me, I'm makbid on you. You have to mefayis me to take off my kpeid. So Chofetz Chaim learned that the fact that I didn't avl against you, that itself is mechayiv to be mefayis. And Rabbi Yisrael held not that way. The halacha of pius only when I have a kpeid on you. I know about it, and I'm makbid on you. This halacha of kpeid is a mocker for this. It says in the Rambam in Chayv Mazik like this. Einer doime mazik chaveroi begufoi lemazik memoinoi. It's not doime if you're mazik chaveroi begufoi lemazik memoinoi. Shamazik momen chaveroi kivon sheshili mashu hu chai v'shalem niskapoloi. Avol chayv v'chaveroi avo bishonosu lechamish dvorim en niskapoloi afil hikriv kol eile nevoyis avolim chavoinoi. Rambam said like this. If somebody was mazik chaveroi b'mamoinoi, so he's metakin the muvis, he gives back the money that he was mazikin, that's enough. That's the tikkun muvis, it's enough. But if he was mechabel him, he heard him, he hit him, and he heard him, it's not enough to pay him the money, you have to ask him mechila. But mazik b'mamoinoi, it says here, you don't have to be mafayis. So like Mishnah asks, if you're going to the chaveroi, it's mefugish in the Rambam, that you have to be mafayis. If you stole from somebody, you have to ask a mechila. So why, if you mazik him, you don't have to ask a mechila? So the Lech Mishnah answers that if you goizel mechaveiroi, you were nana from it, and he had tsar that you stole from him bal korchoi. But if you mazik b'mayin, it was an accident. You didn't want to do it, you didn't have kavona. You did shoy b'kavona. So he had no tsar from it. If he had no tsar from it, then you don't have to ask mechila. So what's the yisod that says here, when you have to be in fayis? Because he had tsar. You mitzayer him. So Rabbi Yisrael learned that when you have to ask mechila, he had tsar mamash, he had tsar, and has a kpeda on you. So then you have to be in fayis, to take off the kpeda. The halacha pius is the halacha that had the tarumis. You have to take off the tarumis. How do you take off the tarumis? By being mefayis. And the Chofetz Chaim learned, no, that the halacha is not a halacha of, because he has a kpeid on you, but it's a different halacha. Because he calls him a nezik. He has a nezik, so he has, even though he doesn't have a kpeid on you, but he has a schus kpeid on you. If he has a schus kpeid on you, so that's enough. That's the sort of machoikas of Yisrael and the Chofetz Chaim. Anyway, so he brought out the machloket as a din tikkun amuvis, din of pius. And the loch of pius is to know that an odom is an odom, is a tzelem elokim, and part of tzelem elokim is to understand that the same way by odom lamokim is told in ben odom lamokim, that odom chaveroi is told in ben odom lechaveroi, knowing that there's a musik of an odom at tzelem elokim. Just to go a little of a moshul of what the chshidus of ben odom lechaveroi is. The Maaseh of Rabbi Yisrael. It's brought in the early Yisrael from Rabbi Yitzchok Petrak, but from Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael was the last night of his life in an inn. The inn in the way was somewhere in the middle of a way. And Rabbi Yisrael felt that this is his last day. And he was the only one in the inn with the innkeeper. So, what would we think Rabbi Yisrael would do the last night of his life? Of all, whatever he did in his whole life, and do tshuva the whole night, last night. What did Rabbi Yisrael do the last night of his life? The innkeeper was a very poshut yid. And Rabbi Yisrael was sure that he'd be afraid to be with a mess by himself. So the whole night, Rabbi Yisrael spoke to him to tell him there's nothing to be afraid of being with a mess. Rabbi Yisrael spent the last night of his life speaking to a simple innkeeper, don't be afraid to be with a mess alone. He held that's a beit ol mechaveroi, that will be bitzar, and his whole night he spent speaking to him not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. And this on Hashir Maisen Rabbi Yisrael, how the kpeid of beit ol mechaveroi was, there's a machoikis aposkim in Tilos Yudayim. If you have to have water up to here or up to here, machoikis chatchila we're machmer. Tilos Yudayim has to be until the whole hand. In those days there was no faucets, so the servant had to take water from the bowl, from the well, and bring it. So Rabbi Yisrael only washed up to here. He said machmer. On her cheshm, she has to bring more water. Rabbi Yisrael was makbin not to be noitel yedayim, to be matriach, the girls to take up the water. Ad kedekach, the chshivis of Beilo Mechaveru is. But then the Yisraelist understand that an odom is an odom. Tzelem Elokim, the pshat is an odom is an odom. To understand the chshivis of an odom. That's the pshat Tzelem Elokim. And that's the Yisrael of a kpeda, that a person has a kpeda like a gishbochu, you have to ask him chilif of gishbochu. Because he's the bailam of the chet, and odom is a bailam of the chet. That's the soul bailam of the chet. And there's a schus kpeida, it's a aloche of a schus kpeida. Heter tarumis is a aloche, heter tarumis. It's time another thing that is, people go around Erev Yom Kippur asking mechilas, yemoichum, this and that and that. It's not a simple thing. Because if you really are makpid, and you're just told about moichu you, now you have an avera. Why? Because till now you had a hedge kepeda. Your kepeda was kedin. But now once you say you're moichel, you have no hetter kepeda anymore. And if you have a kepeda, you're even a din. There's no hetter tarumis anymore. The same way if somebody owes you money, you have a right to mon him the money because he owes you the money. You told him, I'm moichel you, then you can't mon him the money. You're even a yigo, you have no right to be mon him the money. So you were moichel the money. If you had a kepeda on somebody, Erev Yom Kippur came to you and you said, I'm moichel you, everything is fine. But really in your heart, you have a kepeda on him. You can't have a kepeda. Either you say, I'm not moichel you, until you really are moichel him, or you have to work not to have a kepeda. If you have a kepeda, it's like a din. Tarum is a daloche. Heta tells aloche. It's a din, I have a schus to have a kepeda on somebody. And if you're moichel, and you're not moichel, then you have your kepeda is not kedin. I'll call upon him, Beno Bechaveru is a very important thing, and if we can be mechazik ourselves, Beno Bechaveru is a dover godel ad moid.